This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With a minute 44 left to make it a seven-point game. On the right hash, kicks away. He missed it.
Live from north of downtown Dallas, from Intercom Radio Tower, it's time for If I Were a Betting Man. Here's our host, NBC5's Pat Doney.
Hey, thank you this morning. Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Pat Doney, filling in for Sean Sharif this morning on 105.3 The Fan's Sean and RJ Show. We are going to play a little game that, guys, I play with my friends all the time. It is called If I Were a Betting Man.
Play this seemingly daily with myself.
The funny part about it is that I am not a betting man, and we play this game all the time. You are indeed a betting man, RJ, so I'm going to rely on you heavily on this. But the point is, the point of the game, you have to act as if what you are betting matters right now. Act as if your mortgage check is on the line. No flimsy bets here. You have to be very confident about how you feel about this bet. And we have the Dallas Cowboys taking on the entire NFL one by one right now, and if I were a betting man.
Right.
So here we go. To me, I think there are tiers. You guys stop me if any of you believe that I am incorrect at this point. The awful tier in the NFL. I would take the Dallas Cowboys on a neutral field, no question about it, against the Miami Dolphins. The Washington Redskins.
Exclusive.
The Arizona Cardinals and the Cincinnati Bengals. No arguments from there.
None at all.
None, of course. Okay, the next level. The bad level. The New York Giants, by the way, I have them now no longer in the awful level with Daniel Jones. I still think they're bad. Okay. I'm going to say the New York Jets, but we'll get into a little later here at 6:20 about why they may not quite be as bad as we might be thinking. Anyway, the Pittsburgh Steelers without Ben Roethlisberger and without Mason Rudolph.
So with Mason Rudolph, they're not on the bad tier.
I still think they're right on the fringe of bad and average, but I'm still taking the Cowboys against them on a neutral field, whether Mason Rudolph is in the game or not.
They're oddly competitive.
These
games are close.
Well, it's the NFL, man. Anybody can beat anybody except for the Dolphins.
Reminder, that defense, they're loaded. They have eight first-rounders in their starting 11. That is, it should be a dominant defense.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to slide them into average, or are you keeping them in the bag?
Oh, I think they're average. Okay. I do think I would bet on the Cowboys over them.
I would slide them to average. They are a even when Rudolph got hurt, they still went to overtime with Baltimore. They played Seattle very, very close. The only game they got worked in, and I mean worked,
yeah, it was bad,
was when Ben played.
Right. And it happened against the team that everybody is getting worked by these days. Another team that might fit that, how about the Denver Broncos?
Oh, the Denver Broncos are bad.
But they just beat the Chargers on the road this past weekend. They've got a talented defense. Mm-hmm. Vic Fangio He's been a good defensive coordinator, but Joe Flacco, not sure if he's a lead or not. What do you guys think?
What? You're not
Definitely not.
It's a joke. Yeah. It's a joke, fellas, okay? I'm sure he's not a lead, okay?
He's not even average.
Come on now. Pick it up now.
He's not even average. They're good. They're okay. They're an okay team. They will play competitive games as well, but not nearly as competitive as the Steelers would be.
I think they're bad. So I'm going to go ahead and say the Cowboys win that game easily if they play it on a neutral field. All right, to the next level, the average level now. The Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, Mr. Minshew, the mustache is great, but...
Yeah, what are your categories above average?
There's good, and there's great.
Okay, yeah,
so I wouldn't put them in the
average.
Good category.
Then they're average.
They're average.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's average.
Probably a dozen teams in here, I think so.
The average is definitely the biggest category here, because Tampa Bay, you never know what you're going to get with Jameis, man. He could go out and throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns. He could go out and throw for 150 yards and four picks.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on him with my mortgage, certainly, because
for that reason. So this might be the
reason.
First Cowboys-Tampa game where you're saying, if I were a betting man, and I'm not, I don't know, are you, Roy? Are you a betting man?
Not really, not anymore.
You wouldn't take the bet. Cowboys-Tampa.
I would bet on the Cowboys.
Neutral field, I would bet on the Cowboys, but... I do like Jameis. I am a Jameis guy.
Okay. So we have the option to, like, we're also evaluating what bets we wouldn't do the bet. Not that we would bet
the
mortgage on the
other
team.
The line here now, man. Okay. I mean, let's make sure we're feeling confident about this. Okay. The next team in the average category, the Cleveland Browns. Baker Mayfield has been bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why. Maybe it's because they have torpedoed my fantasy teams, because I have both Baker and Odell, that I just kind of feel like at any moment that they could get it going again, but it just doesn't. It's been at best average.
I will bet against Freddie Kitchens.
Okay.
All day.
He hates the coach.
Every day.
All right.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
This one's going to pain you. How about the Atlanta Falcons being an average team?
You know,
They're
if I was playing
four.
There.
They're 1-4.
Yeah, if I was playing there in Atlanta, I wouldn't touch it. Okay, I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, it won't pain me. They've given up more points than
their
the Redskins.
Yeah,
they're
their
the
terrible.
Only team that's given up more points than them in the NFL is the Miami Dolphins. Like, they've scored 101, which isn't, you know, it's not nothing. 21 points a game or so, but they're getting killed.
Yeah, they're getting killed. I would look at this like this. Presently constructed, I would take the Cowboys easily.
Yeah.
If they got a new football coach, because they've probably quit on Dan Quinn, I would still think the Cowboys would win the game, but I wouldn't bet the game.
It is so strange to have a team with the receivers they have.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, you know, you would think that, I mean, I believed that Devontae Freeman was going to have a nice year running the football in Atlanta. You would think that they would be better than 1-4 and not be a team that you look at and say, I'm with you. I feel fully confident. If the Cowboys played the Falcons on Sunday in a neutral field, I'm taking the Cowboys 9 out of 10 times.
I would too. Again,
I feel very confident about
it. Yeah, if it was there, different story. And if they got a new coach, I would probably stay away. But right now, not even close. The Falcons are trash right now.
Three more teams in the average category. Oakland, even though they're 3-2, I still would put them in the average category. I still don't fully trust Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit. Because I don't really know. I think their defense is really good. They've kind of found a formula, but
Matt Stafford pretty high up there on some efficiency ratings.
He's a good player. I mean, really good. But overall, if they were playing the Cowboys, I'd take the Cowboys in that game.
I would put them in the good category.
Okay, you have them good.
I would stay away from the game. I think Matt Patricia's not a very good coach. I think he's a good defensive guy. He has bad clock management issues right now.
Yeah.
Really bad clock management. So I would probably stay away from that game. I picked Detroit to win the North this year.
Wow.
And I love when I look smart. And right now I feel good about it.
You feel good that you're a betting man.
Absolutely.
Because we're playing if you were a betting man, and you are. A couple other teams in that average. Maybe we should create an above average category, but I'd put the Chargers, the Bears, and Tennessee kind of in that above average if there was one. Because the Chargers. Look, this is coming from a guy who's grown up watching a lot of Chargers games, okay? The most inconsistent team in the NFL, I think, year in and year out. I knew they were going to lose to the Broncos last weekend. That is a classic Chargers loss.
Really?
It was in Los Angeles. Three quarters of the fans, Broncos fans, orange everywhere. I think they're at best an above average team.
They are the Cowboys of the AFC in the terms of they are always going to disappoint you somehow.
Wow.
They're going to find. I mean, they are. I mean, how is that wrong? Like the Cowboys disappoint you somehow every year.
This is the year, Chop. This is the year.
This is the year.
The Bears and Titans, Chargers. Any of them, you're okay with all of that?
You know, I would probably put the Chargers in the good category. They have their lumps. Bears, I don't buy it. The Bears were smoking mirrors last year. And Tennessee is so boring. However, they're that random team that can beat you. So,
I think all those teams being in the average category where you originally had them, average to above average, I would say those teams are average.
Okay. Yeah. Taking the Cowboys against all three of them in a neutral field today?
I would.
Yeah, I feel the same way. The Bears' defense scares me just a touch. I would say, just because they have a chance to not take over a game. But, man, their offense stinks. You know, everybody thought Nagy was, hey, let's put him with Sean McVay. Let's put him with Sean Payton. Let's put him with Andy Reid.
Well, a couple of these backup quarterbacks, like the guy who we were just talking about in Chicago, Chase Daniel, and Mason Rudolph, they got away a little bit with, like, dinking and dunking in their first game or two.
Right.
And everybody kind of thought, oh, you can do this. And then everybody stop that up pretty quick.
Yeah, I just don't buy it completely. I would take the Cowboys and feel pretty comfortable about that. Now we transition to the good teams. These are the teams who I feel like it would be a little harder. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, the first good team on the list, the Dallas Cowboys. I have them in the good category. I'm not ranking them worst to best here. I'm saying they're in this tier with the other teams, the Seattle Seahawks, the Philadelphia Eagles, the San Francisco 49ers, the Minnesota Vikings, Indianapolis Colts, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, Rams, Carolina, and Houston.
Okay.
All right. Which of these teams, one more time, Dallas, Seattle, Philly, San Fran, Minnesota, Indy, Baltimore, Buffalo, Rams, Carolina, Houston. There are a lot of good teams in the NFL. All those teams, I think we can agree, any of them not good to you that you would put in the average or below category?
Yeah, Minnesota, Carolina.
I have questions about Carolina.
Their
and
defense
Minnesota,
is
yeah.
unbelievable, and Christian McCaffrey is on pace for almost 2,800 yards. It's never been done.
He's got more all-purpose. He's got more combined yards than
anyone.
Than Zeke and Gurley combined.
Combined. That's right. I saw Gurley's tweet yesterday was fantastic. Hey, don't lump us in there. Well, we're going to because you just got paid a lot of money.
But they're not I don't think they're a good team. They're not a contender for the playoffs to me. Same for Minnesota. Minnesota is a disaster right now. They beat the Giants. The only thing that saved Mike Zimmer's job this past week was the Giants win. Other than that,
I just think Minnesota's run game with Gary Kubiak designing things. Dalvin Cook looks like the best running back other than Christian McCaffrey in the NFL this year so far.
I mean,
I just think that they have a chance to be special.
Right now. They had no quarterback.
They look pretty good, but again, you're right. It is the Giants, and the Giants have been terrible. Yeah, are you buying Buffalo at all? Are you buying San Francisco? That's the team that, to me, is really intriguing because, man, they're undefeated, but boy, I don't know. I really
RJ
have a hard
time. Looking smart a week ago, he put out the power rankings and had San Fran in there, and I chastised him for it.
Wow.
I have to take a pretty big L on that one, RJ. That was a good call by you, perhaps, right now.
I mean, they just beat the Browns, and everybody's beating the Browns right now.
They did, but they were coming off a bye week, too.
They mollywopped the Browns.
The numbers showed they were a good quality football team. I would put them in the good category at this point. In the same category as the Cowboys and Philadelphia. I think you have Seattle too low.
Seattle too low.
Yep.
Okay. How do we feel about Indianapolis, Buffalo, Rams?
I would take Indianapolis. Ooh, that's a tough one. They're good. They're not great. They're good. That was a good win they had. If they had lost that game, they're average.
Okay.
All right.
It's a huge win for them to be able to boost them up to our good category.
It's a big win. I'm with you. I think Buffalo's fine there.
Yeah. Okay. Taking the Cowboys against any of these teams? All of these teams? None of these teams?
Certainly, I would take them over Minnesota. I would take them over Carolina.
Carolina. What about the Rams?
I would not take them over the Rams.
Okay, Buffalo?
I mean, I think they might win the game, but I'm not betting
not
the
betting
mortgage.
On that. Houston? Okay. Houston. That's the tough one because Watson can take things over. Because I think Deshaun Watson is just the best of the best right now in the NFL. The way he's playing, he's carrying that team. O-line hasn't been good, but he's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch the game against Seattle, Philly, San Fran, or Houston. I don't think they would necessarily lose them all, but I wouldn't bet the mortgage on them winning it. I would bet the mortgage they win Carolina and Minnesota.
I feel really good about their chances beating San Francisco. San Francisco runs the ball really well, but I still don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo. And I think, we're in a situation now where this Cowboys defense is kind of in a make-or-break situation. We're going to find out real quick if they're good or not. Finally, the great category. I have three teams in the great category right now. I have Kansas City, New England, and the Saints right now in the great category. The Saints doing all of this with Teddy Bridgewater playing. I'm a big Teddy fan. Covered him in college at Louisville. Think he's a good player. Got to know his mom really well. She has a great story. Beat breast cancer. All that. It's been awesome to watch. But the way they've been able to win games without their starting quarterback right now, their defensive line dominating the Cowboys offensive line. Watching that was impressive. And then Kamara can just take a game over. That's why I'm putting them in that Kansas City, New England category. Do we feel okay with that? And you said you wanted to have Seattle in that group as well. You would put Seattle in the great category?
Yeah. Russell Wilson's having the best start to an NFL season since the merger.
He's been amazing, man.
Yeah, he has. So you have to put them there.
I just don't know if their defense is quite good enough.
May not be, but neither's ours.
That's why they're in the good.
Yeah, I know. I'm still trying to figure the Saints out. This is tough for me to figure out because what they're doing with Teddy is nothing short of amazing.
Yeah, are you ready to give Sean Payton some serious credit here?
But
you're a Payton hater.
to me, Kansas City and New England have to be on a different level than everybody else.
Okay. You're putting them a step above.
Yeah, like, so they're in the exceptional category.
Exceptional category. I like that.
Yeah. You want to put New Orleans in the great category by themselves, fine. All right. But New England and Kansas City have to be in the exceptional category.
Exceptional category.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.